Welcome back to Internet Frenzy. What's happening, my people?
What's up, my peeps?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yay!
Let's go.
Oh, baby.
No. They ain't ready for the real one. Okay. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back, everyone.
I guess to get started, we want to give a little shout out to our first 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Shout out Noelle.
Oh, Noelle.
Friend of the program.
We love you, girl.
Thank you so much. Here's what she said. These guys are so hilarious in their storytelling. It feels like I'm sitting next to them laughing and having so much fun. Come on over, Noelle.
Wish I
could hang out with them. 10 out of 10 would recommend listening to their podcast.
Oh, I love that. Thank you, Noelle. You can come over anytime.
So last week's episode was, it was good. There were some heaters.
There were some good ones. I think that was my, I think that was my favorite one.
Ooh. It was good. And there was no like weak sauce ones.
Yeah, they were like, oh, that's fake. I feel like they were all really.
Yeah, who comes up with weak sauce ones?
Don't know. Crickets. P allergy boy. So, to do a little recap so that our listeners can help us decide which one was fake. That's the objective of the podcast. Oh, yeah. Somebody mentioned that to us. So, just as a quick recap, 3 of these stories are real. 1 of them is fake. It's that way every episode. You're trying to determine which is the fake story. Okay. That's the objective. The first one was Marley's.
I think
so. Paying for the babysitting.
Yes, the mom.
The mom wanted to receive payment from the dad for watching the kid when it was his turn.
Crazy. Yeah.
That's wild.
I don't think it works that way.
It shouldn't at all.
No.
I'm going to charge you next time you go on a girls' night and be like, I'm going to need you $27 an hour while I play video games.
Deal.
Okay. Next one was Whitney's collecting hair.
Yeah.
Mister.
Creep, dude. That
one's so weird.
Straight creep. I can't even imagine showing my husband collecting my hair. You would have such a huge collection with all the hair that's in the shower walls, though.
Yeah, if I wanted a head start on collecting, that's where I'd go.
Right the hair down the drain.
Yeah, I'm just so get all of them. Vacation. This was speak of the devil. This was your story. The vacation etiquette.
Oh, that's
the family coming to town and
just
expecting the other family to pay for everything.
Yeah,
it's pretty baller.
That was a good one. That one was very realistic. I don't think that was the fake.
No shot.
No, that's like so real.
That happened.
That's real.
That happened to me one time.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't.
I was like, is it with me?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't pay for anything.
Whitney never pays for anything.
Don't you remember?
When you traveled 20 steps to our house, remember?
Yeah, I don't pay.
Yeah. You remember when I made you cookies that one time?
Yeah, I didn't pay you.
I did not tip. You made us dinner that one time, though.
Yeah, we just...
So we're equal.
We just pay about
it. It was Kirkland lasagna. Yeah,
delicious, by the way.
It was homemade.
Sponsor us, Kirkland. Costco. Oh.
Costco. Please sponsor us.
That'd be fire for a sponsor.
If there was any sponsor, let's just get Costco.
If you don't have a Costco membership... Buy one.
100%.
We need to buy one.
Well, they're going to...
They just literally nailed heads, you guys.
And then last but certainly not least, the best story of them all. No, I'm just kidding. But my story was she was wondering if she was an asshole for telling her sister that her kid is not actually special. He's just spoiled.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That one gave me a little bit of anxiety because, like, if that one was real, things are going down in that family at that point. Marley, who do you think was the fake?
Whitney.
Oh.
I too believe it was Whitney.
The hair collection.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna go with Whitney.
Wow. Well, you guys are right.
All right, so we've introduced just a little bit of a new idea. Going forward, we're going to kind of try to categorize the stories that we find. So this week's theme is behind closed doors.
Ooh.
I hope you guys brought the heat.
Oh, yeah. I brought the heat, baby.
Can I go first?
Sure.
Yes, Joe.
Everyone, can Joe go first?
Absolutely.
Is that cool with you guys?
Sure.
Title says, my husband died and I have to pretend that he was a great man who loved me.
Wow.
My husband passed away 3 months ago. I was relieved of that. He abused me financially, mentally, and even physically. When I got pregnant, he convinced me to quit my job, saying he would take care of me. I could never buy anything again without asking his permission. I couldn't even buy a cream without asking his permission. And he decided if I could or could not, even months ago, that I had a little money of my own, I had to ask him for permission to buy something. Hmm. What was mine was theirs, and theirs was theirs. But I stayed there because I still loved him and I didn't have a place to go. I had too low self-esteem and let myself be stepped on. When I stopped loving him, he had already had his first affair. He made me believe that I was to blame for the affair because I didn't want to have sex months after my birth. That left me torn and I had to receive stitches. I was already planning my exit and saving money little by little while I was working, selling things from home. Since he wouldn't let me work outside because he was very jealous, I wanted to pay for a lawyer. He was having another affair with a friend of his, which luckily kept him busier, and I didn't care anymore that he didn't pay attention to me. I wanted him to stay as far away from me. I knew that man, and he knew me. I could have made a big fuss, but I didn't. I kept quiet, planning my way out, while he and that man slept together in secret. I only felt disgusted by my husband, nothing more. But my husband died in a way I never would have expected. He's now a martyr. When someone dies, all the sins of that person disappear? Because that's what even my family thinks. Those who knew about his affair and how he manipulated me are now talking about how good man he was, and we shouldn't insult someone who's dead. Everyone around me talks about how beautiful our relationship was. His family talks about what a great man he was and how always he focused on giving everything to me and our kid. His affair partner hugged me at the funeral, saying that my husband loved me. His friends told me what a great person he was. Everyone talks about how good he was and how he is now an angel in heaven. And I have to pretend to be sad. The day he died, I cried a lot, but not out of sadness. I cried with relief and I felt free. It would have taken me too many years to save to pay for lawyers my little store without him realizing that I was keeping money in secret. He would have kept everything. He would have made my life hell, and I know it because he told me so every time I stood for myself. But now I have the house, I have everything. I have the monthly money for being a widow. I have my children totally with me. I've started the psychologist. Everyone thinks that I do it to cope with my grief, but no, it is to overcome the abuse I suffered from him. It was really hard to pretend being sad in the funeral, but I did it for my child. I did it because now everything is over and I'm free. If I made a fuss, my ex-mother-in-law would have done something so that I wouldn't keep anything. They were just like him. But now I'm just a sad widow who needs help in their eyes. The silly widow who didn't know anything, but that's helping me to be free and have what I deserve.
Good. Honestly, good for her.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of want to know how he died.
Yeah. I know. It must have been because he doesn't sound, they don't sound very old.
No.
Like, they sound young.
It was like a surprise
that he passed away. That's so interesting. Are there any comments that, like...
Nothing that indicates what happened. Everyone's celebrating this woman, saying, I'm happy for you. Well, you're free. Not even that much to unpack. Just crazy that
I know.
You never know.
You never know what someone, like, a relationship's going through. Like that. They all were, like, hugging her at the funeral. Like, you guys, he loved you so much. And,
even
like, you
guys. Fair partner.
Yeah.
Like, what? It's the people that knew. I'm just like, how can you do that? I don't understand that.
And like, it makes me wonder, how bad was he, and did everybody actually know that he was like this abusive piece of crap?
I don't know.
Why did he make her quit the job?
He said that he was going to provide for her.
Do you think he was trying to just be controlling then? Like, yeah, was 100%. He just like, I'm going to control you now. Like, yes. This is why I want you to quit.
And also it could be like, if she was in a successful job, that can like hit a man's ego. And so he doesn't want her to feel confident and like powerful as well. And like, she's independent. She can carry her own. It's like, once that job's gone, it's very easy to like sink into like, you have to rely on the provider and the family. And like
oh, well, I don't make money. So like, yes. He like can make the decisions or.
Say it.
Big. What? This is big, guys.
Oh, no.
Okay. He did that because he knew he was going to cheat on her. And he didn't want her to leave, so she had money.
Right.
She could leave easily.
Yep. Facts. No, it makes sense. I don't know how planned that was, but...
It was definitely planned.
He could have just been a big piece of crap. And, like, it just everything he did was for himself, mm-hmm. which that would make sense.
This is true off my chest. This is behind closed doors. It says, I'm staying at my estranged brother's house without telling him who I am.
Creepy.
That's crazy, right? Here's the situation. I, 22 male, come from a pretty traditional family. About 10 years ago, my older brother, Adam, 34 male, was disowned by our parents because he married someone from a different background. They gave him an ultimatum, break it off or be cut out of the family. Adam chose love, and since then, he's been completely out of our lives. I was a kid back then, but I never forgot how much it hurt to lose my brother, even if our parents made it seem like he was in the wrong. As I grew older, I realized how unfair the whole situation was and started wondering what really happened. I wanted to reach out to him, but I had no idea how he'd react after all this time. I did some digging and found out where he lives. Turns out he's renting out a room in his house as an Airbnb. I decided to book it without telling him who I really am. So now I'm literally staying in my brother's house, pretending to be just some random guest. Over the past few days, we've hung out a bit, and I've gotten to know him as this genuine, kind guy who's built a happy life. He's even told me a bit about what went down with our parents, which has only confirmed how wrong they were. But the whole time, he has had no idea that I'm his younger brother. Part of me knows I should just come clean and tell him who I am, but I am scared. I don't know if he'll be furious at me for sneaking around like this, or if he'll feel betrayed that I didn't come to him honestly from the start. But at the same time, this was the only way I could think of to get close to him without all the baggage. Should I have been upfront from the start, or was this the only way to get back into his life?
That Dang. Was good.
It's crazy, huh?
I want to know what the difference was. Come from different cultural backgrounds. Is that what it said?
Yeah, maybe religiously or culturally.
It wasn't like a race thing, I bet. Hopefully.
I don't think so. I mean, he says we come from a pretty traditional family, and then he married someone from a different background.
Has
so,
to be like maybe religion.
It might be.
So this little brother's done nothing to the older brother. Yeah. So I don't understand why he wouldn't come and tell him.
Well, he's nervous.
Yeah, because it's like he's been living with the parents.
And the parents probably been talking so much crap the whole right. time. And like,
yeah.
I wonder if the older brother like looks at him and is like, dude, we kind of look similar.
I feel like I would recognize you. Like, you...
Be like, you could be my relative somehow.
Like, I'm just picturing you. For anyone that doesn't know this, Isaiah is my little brother. So I feel like if that was us and you came and visited, I feel like I would recognize you.
Somehow. Or like, I think right. it's a little bit easier too. Like, they're both guys. So like, let's say Chase, mm-hmm. our older brother's Chase, if he didn't know me,
yeah.
but I went and visited him, like, I'm sure he'd kind of be like, do we kind of look alike? Like, is there some resemblance?
You and Chase look nothing alike, but you act a lot alike.
Oh, wow, that's big.
You really don't.
You don't.
Wow. Me and Michael, then?
Who's going to tell him?
You're adopted, Isaiah. Like, Mom? Dad?
I definitely think he needs to tell the brother. I would love to have that filmed.
I know. I need, like, an update or... But there's not anything.
Dang it.
But it is like a new one. It was posted 2 days ago.
So he could still be at that house so right now.
How old do you have to be to book an Airbnb?
He's like there.
True. See, I'm guessing he was about 10 years old when it happened, and it's 10 years later, he's 20.
I totally feel like I would recognize you.
At 10 and then...
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like...
Yeah, that's what someone said. I'm 10 years older than one of my siblings, and I'd know their face anywhere. Please tell him.
Yeah, I feel like he's going to tell him.
He has to.
Yeah. The older brother's going to be excited.
I would be
Especially
stoked.
If he's like...
Because you never did... Like, he didn't do anything to him.
Yeah.
He's It'd like, be different if it was the mom like, or dad.
Dude, I know mom and dad are wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I think...
I've always wanted a relationship with you. I've missed you. I wanted to see how you were. I've been thinking about you since I was 10 years old. There's so much trauma that I need to unpack. I'm sorry I came here. But I really wanted to see you and see how you're doing. And you seem so happy. And that makes me so happy.
Seems like this has happened to you.
Wow.
Come here, Isaiah.
No, I don't think he would be mad.
I don't think he would be mad either.
I don't think so.
He'd probably be happy that someone from his family is like reaching out to him.
Yeah, but not only reaching out, but like creepily like booked
in his booked house. The room.
Imagine the level of like searching that it had to take for him to like find.
So true.
So this one's true off my chest. Spouse thinks they're slick, won't know what hit them.
Ooh.
Ooh, uppercut.
Married for 12 years, together for 18. We have a teenage child together, and said child had gone through a catastrophic illness and was hospitalized for 6 months. We had to travel for treatment, and our child and I were away from home for a total of 9 months. As they were going through physical therapy, rehab, follow-up appointments, etc., insurance is from spouse, so they had to return to work after 6 months. This left them back home alone for the remaining 3 months. We finally make it home, and the very next day, spouse says they are done with me and want out of this marriage. It came as quite a shock, because up until this point, I thought everything was going great with our marriage. We had a lot of talks after that and decided to try and work things out. I did some digging and found out they have been having an affair with a coworker who is so much younger. Yes. We could be their parents, says.
Ew.
Brother.
Spouse has no idea. I know this and thinks we are still going to try. I know this playing nice shit and wanting to work it out is just a front by them to keep me from royally effing them over with a divorce.
Yeah, tell them. Tell them.
The thing is, although spouse makes significantly more money than I do, I have way more resources in the form of family and friends. Spouses come from a small family who isn't close. I will continue to act in love and committed to the marriage, but am already working on finding the best attorney I can to make sure my kid and I get everything we deserve in serving the divorce papers when they least expect it. Money is not an issue for me, as I have a family who will do anything for me and my kid's well-being, but it will be an issue for that asshat.
Such just perfect timing.
The saddest part of all this is that our kid really needs stability in their life, as they are still recovering and will never be the same moving forward. They went from a normal child to one with special needs, who will forever be dependent on others, and I'm going to make sure this asshole supports our kid for the rest of their life. Edit, spouse thinks they are going to be able to continue this foolishness where they have full access to our home and our family only when they feel like being around and still be able to carry on with their life. What I mean by get what my kid and I deserve is keeping said home and spouse continue to support our child with their medical expenses. Says a lot about other people, though, when they assume I'm trying to take spouse for all they've got and ruin their career. If I did this, our child would not be able to get anything.
Okay, so the main thing this man did to this wife was he cheated on her with a younger woman, correct? Mm-hmm. Was there anything else?
No, it was
just something light.
No, that's not light.
But she was gone for 9 months with the kid while the kid was having, like, something terrible happened to the kid. Like, probably, like, dirt bike accident.
Okay.
And is now, like, having to learn to walk again.
You said...
Like, almost dead.
I thought she said illness.
Maybe illness. I don't know.
Because that changes things.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Like, they're having to go through all this rehab and stuff.
So she's doing all the work to take care of their child while he's banging some kid that could be...
Their kid. Probably just turned 18.
That's so
and
rough.
She found out and is not going to tell him.
So shout out to mom. Good for you.
Yeah.
Prep up.
Yeah.
Set the stage.
Destroy that asshat.
Yeah. Work that asshat.
Joe and I were in therapy and stuff, and we talk about like our protection modes. You can definitely see her protection mode is more similar to mine. It's like toughen up, get shit done, figure it out, and be a big girl and make things happen.
Yeah.
And if you've got to destroy someone along the way, you're gonna do that.
Wow. Yeah. No. It's pretty perfect. Spot on.
Yeah. Did I write that? No. Oh.
That it goes really well with mine. Curl up into a ball and cry for 3 days.
So. I do. I'm like, good for her, but I know it's a protection, and I know she's gonna need that protection is gonna eventually crumble, and she's gonna be alone and sad. Not that she needs him. That's not what I'm saying. Oh, she'll be rich. Never mind. She'll be fine. Okay.
Well, and she has a lot of family.
She does have family support system, but I would highly recommend going to therapy too, because that's a lot of to unpack, and you can't just be strong all the time. True. But I'm proud of her.
Yeah.
But do it after you ditch the loser.
Yeah. Get crazy first.
Get rid of him and then go to therapy and then remarry and live happily ever after.
I found out my sister is looking up ways to poison someone and I'm freaking out. This is on True Off My Chest. This has been tearing me apart for days and I need to get it off my chest. My sister and her husband have always seemed like the perfect couple. They've been married for about 5 years now and everyone thinks they're the happiest perfect couple. But I just found out something that has me completely shaken. A few days ago, I was at my sister's place and she asked me to grab her phone from her room while she was busy with something in the kitchen. I grabbed it, but as I was walking back downstairs, her phone buzzed with a notification. I didn't mean to snoop, but it made me curious, and I didn't really think it was a big deal if I looked. So I swiped up to unlock her phone. She always used the same code since forever. And it opened up to a browser she was on. The site she was on made my stomach drop. I'm not proud of it, but I looked at what she had been searching after I saw that. And what I saw made my stomach drop. She had been searching for information on how to poison someone. I'm talking freaking the other word. Detailed searches like how to poison someone without trace, undetectable poisons, and how long does it take for poison to work. I just stood there in shock, scrolling through more of her search history. It wasn't just a one-time thing. She had been researching this for weeks, maybe even longer. The searches were all so specific that I couldn't even convince myself it was some kind of accident or a sick joke. She's seriously looking into how to poison someone, and I have no idea why. The worst part is, I have no clue who she's planning to do this to. Is it her husband? Someone at work? I'm terrified to even imagine it. From the outside, her life seems perfect. But if she's researching something like this, there's obviously something very, very wrong. I don't know what to do. Do I confront her? Do I go to the police? What if I'm overreacting? And it's something completely innocent, though I can't imagine how it could be. What if she finds out I know and does something drastic? What if she's trying to poison me? I've been carrying this around for days and it's making me sick. I love my sister, but I'm scared of what she might do if this is real. I just don't know what the right move is, and it's killing me inside.
Listen. Okay. She's having an affair. It's always about that. And wow. She's getting rid of her husband so that she can be with the affair partner.
Yeah.
And we're going to see it on 2020 in a month, I promise.
You know what's so dumb is...
Oh my gosh.
That is the first place, like, cops are going to look. It's her search history. That is so dumb. Like, she's going to get caught so fast.
So fast.
It's like not even worth it, girl.
Honestly, the brother would be doing a favor by like talking to the cops about it before she actually does it.
Honestly, yeah.
Because unless, would she even go to jail?
It would be probably like not. Conspiracy yeah, to commit a murder.
Exactly.
So she would go to jail. Like she would have probation or something, right?
Definitely there would be legal consequences. Don't know if that's a felony. Probably should be if it's not. I don't know.
And the guy would just divorce her like they should and just go their own separate ways and no one has to be killed.
But what if she just lies and say it was actually I was going to kill my boss. It wasn't you, honey.
Wouldn't matter for
obviously. Well, I guess that saves her marriage, but it doesn't.
But would it? Because if you found out Isaiah was gonna planning a poison, would you say bye?
That's so valid. I would not.
If it was like? Yeah, what if Isaiah or
if she was planning to poison anyone? I'd be like, get the hell away from me.
Yeah.
Aww.
Don't poison anyone.
Yeah, don't frown. Just don't try to kill anyone.
Be a normal person.
You're making Wiley sad. You would leave her. Unconditional love, Isaiah.
Whoa.
For that reason, you
wasn't for murder, I would. Yeah. I was just going to call my boss. Isn't that crazy, though? Do you guys feel like the best thing he should be doing, though, is immediately going to the cops? Do you think he should confront her?
Is it a he or she? Doesn't matter.
It's the brother. Oh. It's the brother. So it's it's the husband and wife. And it's like Isaiah seeing it off my phone.
Dog.
The sister.
You better save my life.
I would say something to you.
What would you do?
I would confront you.
Yeah, like, I feel like
what the hell is this?
What is going on, dude?
You would confront me so if it was my sister.
Wants to kill someone?
If I saw that on your phone, I'd be like, dude, what is this?
No way. Especially with how many searches there were.
Yeah, I would ask.
She'd poison
And you'd
too.
Be like,
aww. Drink this drink.
I'd say I'm talking to Joe.
Yeah, you'd be like, where's Joe? And you'd be like, don't ask. He's gone already.
He's on the toilet.
Well, I'm surprised you would confront me. What if you were younger? Like, what if this brother's a little younger? Like, now I feel like if I came at you, you would... I mean, you still wouldn't beat me up because I'm stronger. But we would put up a good fight. But what if you were like 12?
No, dude, she's tough. She whoops my butt.
What if you were like 12? That would be a little scary.
You know, I would go say something to mom.
Yeah.
And dad. I'd be like, mom? Mom, Winnie's making me scared. She's got poison on her bone. She's scared.
Do you guys want to hear some of the comments?
Yeah.
It says, whoa, that's intense. I'm so sorry you're going through this. It might sound extreme, but you need to take screenshots of her search history in case she deletes it. If this turns into something more serious, you'll need evidence to back up your claims. Then I'd talk to her and try to understand what's going on. If she's in a bad mental state, she might need help, not punishment. And I disagree.
Yeah.
I feel like there should be consequences to something like that. There should be major punishment. And yeah, of course, I would hope she would get help. Like, let's get her in some, like, crazy intensive, like, therapy. But also, there should be punishment there. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I'd like to know who it was for.
Who was she trying to poison? It was definitely the husband.
Probably.
It's always the husband. And I'm telling you, she has a boyfriend. Yeah, because
that's the only one that you're around enough to be able to poison, like, slowly.
You're not just like, oh, yeah I'm going to poison my... Well, maybe. Never mind.
And the brother did mention that they've always, like... Everyone's always thought they've had, like, a perfect relationship.
Those are always the one.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so the updates. I told the cops about my sister's search history. First of all, thank you to everyone who commented on my original post. I was overwhelmed by the responses, and it really helped me think through what I needed to do. I made an anonymous call to start with, explaining the situation and what I'd found on my sister's phone. I didn't give them her name at first because I was still struggling with the idea of getting her into serious trouble. But the officer on the other end was very calm and understanding. They assured me that they would handle it delicately, but they also made it clear that they couldn't ignore something this serious. They asked me to come in and talk to them in person, so I did. I brought my phone with the screenshots of my sister's search history as evidence. Sitting there, showing them everything, I felt like the worst brother in the world, but I knew I had to do it. So he never confronted the sister. He never asked her, like, what was this about? Like, were you just, like, messing around? Like, whatever. And he just went, well, here's the thing, though. When we watch crime shows and stuff, like, there's sometimes you'll, like, randomly search something that could maybe look like, wait, why would you search that? But I'm making myself sound psycho, but.
But it was also on, like, weird websites.
Weird websites, and it was, like, he said, like, for weeks.
It was, like, a deep dive.
Yes, and that's where it's, like, okay, that's major red flag.
This is, and sister's, like, really bad criminal anyway.
Yeah.
Because how hard is it to go to private mode? Not hard. Right. So, like, there's all this search history from weeks of her plotting to take out her husband so she can be with her boyfriend.
That's what you're
thinking. Because everything is about that.
Yeah. The police thanked me for coming forward and told me they would investigate quietly to make sure no one was put at risk. They asked me not to talk to my sister about it just yet, which was really hard. Every time I saw her after that, I felt like I was betraying her for not saying anything, but I trusted the police knew what they were doing. A few days later, I found out they had spoken to my sister. She called me freaking out, asking if I knew why the police had come to talk to her. I had to play dumb, which was one of the hardest things I've ever done. Apparently, they approached her under the guise of a general inquiry, but it must have rattled her because she didn't mention anything about her search history or poisoning. She just seemed scared. Since then, she's been acting really paranoid. She's been checking in on her husband constantly, and I think she might suspect that someone knows what she was planning. I haven't seen any sign that she's gone through with anything, but I'm on edge all the time now. The police told me they would keep an eye on things and advise me to stay alert, but not to confront her unless I absolutely had to. They're handling it from here, but I'm still scared for her husband, for my sister, and for what's going to happen to her family if this all comes out. I'm relieved that I told someone, but I'm also heartbroken that it came to this. I just hope that whatever happens next, it doesn't end in tragedy. I'll keep you all updated if anything major changes, but for now, I'm trying to hold it all together and keep my family safe. Thanks again for all your support. It means more than I can say. How terrifying is that? Now the police know, and this dude's just having to sit and wait on, like, what's going to happen.
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's weird.
I would never do that.
That's eerie.
Is the police going to take? Like, because it's not like they
Can't really do anything unless she, like, does something. They might have, like, tapped her phone and, like, now they kind of...
Are they allowed to? Like, I don't know what, like, the legal...
Yeah, if they have suspicion, what? They can, like, get a search warrant.
This is horrible. This guy didn't handle it right. Sorry.
What would you have done?
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, like, you have a conversation with the police.
Yeah.
They say, don't say anything. Why? No. Like, Why would I be loyal to the police when they're not doing anything?
Yeah.
All the husband has to do is drink orange juice at the wrong time and he could die because this lady's trying to take him out. Like, it seems to me like the only right thing to do would be like, okay, police, I saw this. I'm freaking out. Like, what are you going to do to make sure nobody dies?
Right.
And if you're not going to do something right away, then I 100% am either telling the husband or telling my sister, I saw this stuff, told the police, you're not going to kill me right now, I'll take your ass to therapy and you can figure your shit out.
I disagree. I definitely would
tell... I don't trust the police.
I would tell the police first, and then I would tell the police, I'm telling the husband, I don't care what you say, I am going to tell the husband. No, but you said you were going to talk to the sister as well. I would not... I don't know if I would confront the sister because I would be nervous that it would just push her to do it quicker.
I would.
Like, she would full on panic because now the cops know and everything. And she obviously has an end goal, which is to kill that specific person. And I don't know if that would push her over the edge.
Or maybe she gets help and she.
Yeah, she kind of, I don't know. It kind of feels like she'd be the person that, like, just gets super spooked by the cops and, like, just forgets the whole thing.
Let's talk about who we feel like was the fake.
I think it was either between the girl. It was the girls. One of the girls. One of the girls,
for sure.
Wasn't me.
I think it was Whitney.
I do, too.
I think she got two in a row.
Mine was so good. Too. No, the mine was not the fake.
Was yours fake?
I think it was Whitney.
It was not me. But I do think it was...
Could have been Joe.
Oh, yeah. Could have been. Probably not.
Yeah, I think it was Marley.
I think it's Whit or Joe.
I vote Joe. All right, not Joe. Whitney.
I vote Marley.
We ain't voting right now. Follow us on socials. Yep. And give us a rating on your favorite podcasting app if you're our best friend.
Yeah, if you're our frenzy. Frenzy on three. 1, 2, 3. Frenzies. We love you guys. Thanks so much for listening. Every Tuesday we drop an episode, so stay tuned. Can't wait to party with you guys next week.